get in bed, get out of bed. This is the no-fly zone. And I don't mean airplanes. I mean, we have no flies on us here. We're up and alive and alert, although I'm a little more laid back today. Richie was thinking I was sounding like I was a little more laid back. It's okay. You don't have to be ready to jump off of the fifth floor every day. There are a lot of things in this hour of the program to consider. I tear my hair out when, and I don't want to go back necessarily to spending time talking about the minister and his daughter at the Westboro Baptist Church and the Supreme Court ruling, which most people are talking about today, that drives folks nuts. As I look around, what I think I want to do today is talk about things that don't make us nuts, if that's possible. Although, I do want to spend some time on this recurring theme that I have about your brain and your participation in sports and that sort of thing. But first, Richie, there is some astoundingly good news for you.
Oh, good.
At DougStefan.com.
Oh, let me go.
If you go there, you will see the story that is aimed at those who love to go to the state fairs. You know how in the late summer and the fall,
fun,
all those great things that we can have so much fun at? Well, coming to your state fair this year, something new called deep fried beer.
Ooh, I see that.
Deep fried beer.
Yeah, they deep fried butter, but how do they deep fry beer?
Now, that's a very good question.
Well, I mean, anything that you pour into flour will be absorbed. Then they just fry it.
Well, now I had heard that they do cherry juice. Oh, how did they?
Oh, wait a minute here. The beer is placed inside a pocket of salty pretzel-like dough.
Yeah.
And then dunked in oil at 375 degrees for about 20 seconds, short enough time to confection to remain alcoholic.
Hmm. You don't burn the alcohol off.
Even better.
I like this.
There you go, Richie.
Now, if they could just bake beer inside a pizza crust,
life
would be complete.
And you don't have to have, you don't need one thing. That's the new technology, folks. Technology for the 21st century.
When you take a bite out of the hot beer, mixes with the dough and what is claimed to be a delicious taste sensation.
Hmm. All right. Okay.
I want to try a deep-fried liquid. That just seems weird.
Well, you can do that with your wine. You're all over that wine stuff.
Do you think I could deep-fry wine?
Deep-fried wine.
Sure, why not?
Deep-fried
ice cream. But beer tastes better with pretzels. I can't
imagine. I'd rather have deep-fried ice cream. I like ice cream like Richie likes beer.
Well, they do deep-fried ice cream. That's already.
Yeah.
Just go to Mexican restaurants.
Usually yucky. It's not good.
It's like eating cornflakes or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so Richie wanted to buy one of these deep-fried beer pocket things.
There's the rub.
Ooh, he's using Guinness.
Ooh. Okay, video of the day today. A talented group of young men in college perform a song using 146 empty beer bottles.
Oh,
the video of the day today. This group of guys, fraternity, I think it's a fraternity, they perform this song, 146 beer bottles. Reminds me of yesterday seeing those kids getting back to New York, who performed, wasn't in New York they were from? They performed in the Oscars over the weekend, and then they went to Disneyland, I think, on Monday, and had sort of a party of it. Weren't they New York kids?
Yeah, they were from New York.
What did they perform? I'm not remembering.
At the Oscars.
They performed at the Oscars, yeah. All right, so I'm distracted a little bit here now. Katie Couric, there's an excerpt on the CBS Morning News today, their early show, with Katie Couric interviewing after the Fred Phelps thing, after the Supreme Court says it's okay for them to protest. You had speculated off the air, Richie, earlier on, for those of you who didn't hear the conversation, we spent a good deal of time talking about this in the last hour. First Amendment being upheld by the Supreme Court,
right.
8-1.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, it is. It's a good thing. What's bad is that it's abused by people like Phelps.
That's the beauty of free speech.
Right.
Is you can abuse it.
And the father, you suggested the father and others are going to be pretty upset where there have been these protests.
The father of the soldier that they were.
Oh, but he's not the only one. There have been hundreds of these things.
Right,
these protests have gone on all around these funerals.
The case was a father of a, I can't remember, there was a soldier or Marine killed in Afghanistan who they protested his son's funeral. And he sued them, and that's when it went up to the Supreme Court, which he lost. Right. And you knew he was going to be upset. And, you know, it's sad.
But there are ministers who are speaking out against this, all kinds of things that are outrageous, but yet it is the law. And so, under the circumstances, that's the story, like it or not. 800-510-8255. Now, the ongoing story here, the continuing focus on your brain. You may remember this sort of, I don't know, this started with Gabrielle Giffords and her rehab after she was shot and what's going on. With, and I'm talking about in terms of our thinking about a focus, if you will, on your brain and what goes on in your brain. More to the point, what I have tried in the last month or two since I really became aware through my own experiences, my own experience and having the brain scan at CeraScan out in Denver, and then I will see, I will find out in the next week or so what actually is going on in my brain because they've done all the analysis now. But as I've become more aware of how really, we know the, how precious it is, but how fragile it is, and the number of people, the millions of people who expose themselves to traumatic brain injury, and the kinds of things, once you know them, that I think you ought to be thinking about. This is sort of like every once in a while, maybe every 3 or 4 months, I get onto something, and it becomes my cause. Before this, it was the Senate Bill 510,
right,
and how bad that was for us, still to be seen. The only good thing about that is it's not going to get funded by the Republicans, so so much for that. But in this circumstance, this is more important because it really it gets down to yet another personal choice that you make. And if you make the choice, it's okay because that's your decision. And if you make it with, if you make an educated decision with the knowledge up front that you could be doing such severe damage to your brain that it will destroy the rest of your life after you've played football, because that's the kind of precarious position you're putting yourself in if you are out there not only in football games but soccer games, boxing and wrestling, all of that stuff, same sort of damage. Your brain is like a bowl of jelly, and it's that fragile. There's not much protecting it at all, so it's easy to bang it around and easy to hurt it. And I noticed some of the statistics that's being used by these people who are talking about it have come from the CeraScan research. For example, this fellow who was hurt on his motor scooter in San Francisco. If you saw the, have you seen the story? Followed the story on this guy. He goes. He takes a little scooter, goes to work 2 miles every day, and he rides the scooter. But he got caught in the trolley track, going down a hill, and he skidded. His helmet came off, and he struck the pavement, and so he had brain trauma. And the way to recover in that circumstance, not dissimilar to what Gabriel Giffords is going through, sometimes you can recover to a point with such traumatic injuries, and sometimes you can't. It depends on how many times you have put your head through all of this stuff. And so the latest research out this week suggests that those who have had not severe, but slight or moderate damage to their brain, if in fact it affects them later in life, Alzheimer's, dementia, that kind of stuff, it may also present in a much more physical way, whereas, you know, I think sometimes we think of Alzheimer's and dementia as being just of the brain, but apparently you can knock it around enough to start that happening. That's that's some of this new research. And some people who have discovered that it's there have been spending as much as $8,000 a day to go to rehab or in some way to try to, you know, if it has more demonstrative, if it presents in more demonstrative ways, you can, you know, try to take it one day at a time with certain supplements and certain drugs, and then there's a rehab process. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is, I guess what I'm asking is, why would you put yourself through this? Why would you want, either for yourself or your family, in the case of a child that wants to play football or soccer or something, why would you not want to protect them from this? You can't do anything about those of you who have played already, but you can do something about those who would want to play. If they know that this is as bad as it is, why would they want to play, unless it's just there's so much hoo-ha around it that you get this groundswell of, oh, let's go play football in high school, and let's go to the game in college, and let's bet on the game, you know, when it gets to the professional leagues. There's so much money involved in it. But are we silly enough to put that before our health and well-being? The answer to that is yeah, with some people. And I'm not on a, maybe I am on a crusade.
You are.
Hey,
don't,
look at it
don't
this way.
Yourself.
At least we're not feeding people to the lions anymore, you know? A little brain damage, you know.
Yeah, right. That's a little brain damage among friends.
Now, how come you're choosing football over boxing? Because boxing seems worse.
No, I didn't. But I think there's more people. No, I remember my father, who was a boxer, he, at the end of his life, suffered a disease. And I'm now trying to think of it. It's the inner ear thing because he was a boxer. I want to say Menards or something like that. Maybe something
Oh, yeah,
like
Menervas.
Menard.
Yeah,
is
Menard.
It Menard?
There you go.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, right. And he lost his balance usually once a day. He'd fall down. And then he'd get up and he'd be fine. But he'd fall down. He'd just fall.
My mom had that for a while.
Yeah.
She
wasn't
a boxer.
But did she ever get any trauma to her head?
Not
her ears?
No.
When she beat it against the wall because she had riches.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the problem. I got it.
I love you, Rich.
Yeah, but your dad, I mean, he lived to be 91?
Yeah.
91. Yeah, almost 91. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, he did. And but the last, I would say, 8 years when he had his first stroke, when he was 84, had to stop working and changed. He had the last 6 years of his life were impacted severely by his playing. My father played semi-pro football and baseball when he was a kid. And was very involved in lots of sports. He was a boxer. And the doctor told him that his research suggested that the reason that he had the disease, the problem in his inner ear, was because of the boxing. And how many, when my father was a kid, they didn't have the kind of protection that the boxers wear today. They just had a light, you know, kind of, you look at those old football movies. Remember the one that George Clooney was in with the kid from The Office?
Mm-hmm.
And it was Renee Zellweger, the love interest. When you look at those, or even pictures of football games that were played in the 20s, they just had this little leather thing on their head. They didn't have the kind of like plastic and formica. The helmets they wear today are really tough and thick and strong, and they still can't prevent. But imagine the people that were in the 20s when my father was playing football who wore those little leather nothings on their head. And that's, you know, what do you expect to happen with you? They didn't know any better then. But we sure know better now, and I think that's the reason for us to be a little smarter about this. That would be my input. At 19 after, this is Good Day.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
It's Macy's one-day sale Saturday with a preview day Friday with hundreds of items on sale store-wide. Take 30 to 50% plus an extra 15% off all fine jewelry. Bally and Warner's bras, 40% off. Plus, take 50% off Izod and Via Europa polos and wovens. And our entire stock of pillows, 60% off. Save 50 to 80% on fashion clearance and shoes for him and her. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Time to get something right. 23 past the hour. Hey, man. Hey, dude. Hey, dog.
Halfway through the show, I'm bound to get it started. I'm
Randy
gonna, I'm
and
roll now.
J-Lo and Steven judging some more of these women. We have some of the sound from last night, including
ladies.
Karen Rodriguez. What did I say? Girls?
Women.
Ladies. Women. People of the female persuasion.
Right.
Like Karen Rodriguez.
And then a hero comes along.
Not bad.
With the strength to carry on, and you cast your fears aside, and you know you can survive. And when you feel like hope is gone, look inside you and be strong, and you'll finally see the truth that a hero lies in you.
Wow. We feel the same today about the singers being drowned out by the big orchestra.
Yeah,
it's okay. Better today.
No, I mean, I feel like I can hear, like, she stands out a little bit more than the guys did.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know what? It just, and maybe I need to watch it. Like Jennifer said, when she watched it last night.
It's a whole different thing.
And I did watch a few minutes of it last night, and it does make a difference seeing it as opposed to just hearing it. Yeah. But to me, that's nothing.
What's
I mean,
with
it's
Ryan's
nice voice.
Hair, by the way? What's going on with his hair?
It's the same. Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, the one kid with the really red hair, who's got a great voice. We liked his what he sang. But,
we
boy,
did.
When you watch him on TV, kind of uncomfortable.
Really?
I don't
know. So
it's
the judges like Karen. Here is Lauren Turner now up next on the countdown. On the countdown.
All right, Kate. Oh, I like this.
For your baby, for the love that I seek. For your baby, every day of the week.
We got another 13 years of this.
I saw this, actually.
Yeah, you liked it?
Yeah, she was good.
Judges loved it, apparently.
Yeah.
So she's got a thumbs up. Ashton Jones, another one of the ladies performing last night. They were 12. The judges, I think, they referred to her as having star quality.
Yeah, she is very diva-ish. She's very young Diana Ross looking.
Right.
You
Not
know,
so
the
much
body,
the performance,
the hair,
but the way she looks.
They liked her performance, too. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they did.
Is Richie the expert on American Idol?
These are the two or three that I saw.
Julie Zerilla, did you see her perform?
I did because my wife brought my attention to her because she is from Colombia, where my wife is from. And I didn't think she did well.
Apparently the judges agree with you, Richie. They thought she could have done better,
And
too.
My wife agreed with me, but says she has a very nice voice, just didn't do very well there. So.
All right. Listen. So we now have, is this, we're back to America, Haley Reinhart.
Yeah, this girl's very cute. Very cute.
Very cute.
Never felt this way.
Never
felt this way.
you would like her, Doug.
Nice.
She's got curves and a nice little attitude.
Yeah. I like her voice.
Apparently there was a disagreement between Randy and Steven on her.
Yeah, Steven said, Randy said he didn't think that she had her best performance, and Steven said, I disagree. And Randy said, really? And Steven said, if I agreed with you, we'd both be wrong.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. The ladies last night. We have time for Thea Megia. Is that how you pronounce her name? Megia.
Which one is she, Doug? She's
331.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very quickly. Yeah.
Pretty voice, though.
Yeah. All right, let's go to a little technology that you can get out of this.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Apple finally announced the iPad 2 at an event where Steve Jobs made his first appearance since taking medical leave. The new iPad 2 features dual-facing cameras, a 33% thinner body than the original iPad, and it has a blazingly fast dual-core processor. You can get your very own starting March 11th. In other news, Nintendo is creating a channel for 3D video content that will feature select shorts and trailers for view on the 3DS gaming system. They're also working with Netflix to bring streaming content to the device via 10,000 AT&T hotspots. And finally, the U.S. Army is charging Private Bradley Manning on 22 counts for leaking classified documents to WikiLeaks. The most severe offense is aiding the enemy, which can be punishable by death. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote,
visit America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
After the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We've been focusing on the brain off and on. So here's the 2020 quiz question. How much does your brain weigh?
A lot.
The average brain.
The average human head weighs 9 pounds. I learned that from
Jerry Maguire.
Do you mind if I ask this of the audience? And
well, you ask
your
brain.
Yeah, but
I'm telling you what a head weighs.
I don't want to know what your head
weighs. And everybody knows what a head weighs because they saw Jerry Maguire, too.
800-510. Some people have fatter heads than others. 800.
I have the biggest head of them all.
Yeah, you do, and the most fat. 800-510-8255. Remember the old joke?
Jealous.
When we were kids? No, listen to this.
What?
Remember when we were kids? Would you like to lose five
cut
pounds?
Cut your head off.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Lame.
How'd you like to lose 50 pounds?
What's that pimple on your shoulder?
Ew.
You never heard that?
High school.
No.
Yeah, that's old stuff.
All right, so how much does your brain weigh? 800-510-8255. Some good news today, I
think. And if everybody could just hold off for another 60 seconds from calling in because Michael went to the bathroom and we can't answer the phones. No, I'm only kidding.
He's not weighing his head.
The only people that go to the bathroom, I think Mickey Rooney is the only one who goes to the bathroom at his stage more than Michael does.
I'm going to give Michael, I'm going to buy him a flight suit, one of those F-16 flight suits, so he can just go while he's sitting in the chair answering the phone.
That's nice.
I mean, he's in the bathroom every 4 minutes.
Truck drivers have something called the butt gasket, Rich, which allows them not to pull over. You could get him that.
Okay. Send me a link. I'll buy it for him and just put it in his chair.
How did we
get
from your brain and how much it weighs to a butt gasket?
Just watch Michael walk out to the
60
bathroom.
60 seconds
like,
or less. 800-510-8255. By the way, speaking of Mickey Rooney, he testified yesterday in before a governmental affairs committee. Apparently, he's delusional and crazy, or he has family members that are ripping him off for every penny that he's got, including selling his statue, his Oscar. Can you imagine?
Yeah, he claims that they sold a statue and that they force him to do whatever work that they deem should be done to be able to make whatever money they want him to make.
Yeah.
So he testified in front of Congress.
Doesn't think much of Mickey Rooney.
No, I mean, I watched his movies when I was a kid and loved them and thought he was a neat guy, but he's been in here a couple times and he's a nice enough guy.
Studios to record stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but, he's.
All right, before we get to television, let's have some good news. According to a number of reports out this week, business is re-energizing. We've heard that all regions of our country are showing some economic growth. Some more, they're stronger than others. The news is better. There's more good news. For example, areas like Detroit, where the cars are made, General Motors, making a lot of money in the last quarter of last year. So that's good. Ford is on a roll. Warren Buffett said, I think yesterday, speaking on a CNBC program.
Was it the day before yesterday?
Okay. The economy is improving radically. He owns a number of businesses, as you know, through Berkshire Hathaway, which is his company. And he says this is the best we've seen it for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And it's a slow, but it's a slow
recovery. With the exception of gas prices, home prices, and jobs, we're looking great.
Yeah, hooray, good guys. The Treasury got paid back $6 billion by AIG yesterday.
Good.
That's
American,
cool.
What is that, international insurance? Not
insurance.
How much did they take out as a loan?
Probably $18
billion. Well, you know, little steps,
pay
baby
back
steps.
A little at a time. Yeah, that's good news. Nothing wrong with that. 800-510-8255. All right, Richie, shall we go to, I'm not able to see my callers today. That's why I'm asking Richie about that.
Michael's talking to some people now. So
the brain waves. All right, so Jennifer.
Yes.
Let us begin with our television report and find out what it is. Can we safely get away from Charlie Sheen?
Yes, because.
Because.
AOL TV has done a little thing to celebrate March being Women's History Month, which it is, by the way. Didn't know,
yeah,
but
right.
Guess it is. They've done a list of the 100 best TV women of all time.
Ooh, cool.
Okay. So I thought I wouldn't bore us with the top 100. I thought I would just do the top 10.
AOL's really trying to reinvent themselves right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. So who do you think would make the list?
Lucy would be number one.
You know, I thought so too, but no, let's do number 10.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Big voice announcer?
Big voice announcer.
Big voice announcer.
And appropriate top 10 music, please.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Number 10.
There you go.
Edith Bunker.
Yeah,
really?
Okay.
Played by Gene Stapleton.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Number 9.
Claire Huxtable from The Cosby
All
Show.
Right, I'm down with it.
Number 8.
Here's where it gets weird. Veronica Mars.
Really?
Number 8, yeah.
Veronica Mars.
That was
Kristen
Veronica.
Bell.
Wait a minute. Who's Veronica Mars?
It was a TV show. Yeah, it was on, what, the CW or...
Yeah, it was on the CW
Richie,
between 04 and 07.
Why?
And Kristen Bell
quiet.
Played it.
Quiet.
Sit down and shut
on
up.
On the set.
Over there.
Quiet on the set. All right, so Jennifer, who's Veronica Mars?
It was a
Mars?
TV show by the same name, Veronica Mars.
We have
it was on...
The first time?
What?
Oh.
Number 7.
Let's think of Victoria Jones.
How about Carmelo Soprano? Carmella Soprano.
Really?
Edie Falco's character.
Great
Sopranos.
Character, but I don't know if I'd say top 10 of all time.
Right? I know. I'm yeah. kind of... I'm
Number
kind of
6.
Buffy Summers from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
That was a big one. I don't know if I'd say better than Edie.
Number 5.
Elaine from Seinfeld. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
All right.
Number 4.
Peggy Olson from Mad Men.
Huh?
Elizabeth Moss.
I don't
Mott.
Know any of these people.
Number 3.
This is my number one pick, but we're at number 3, Lucy Ricardo, played by
Really? Who beats Lucy?
Number 2.
This is where it gets really strange. Laura Roslin from Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah.
Okay. Played by
what
Mary McDonnell.
Put together?
AOL.
AOL TV.
All right, let me tell you what
number 1.
All right, who
one.
Do you think number 1 is, you guys?
I have no idea. Now I'm going to say...
Michelle Salali.
Marge Simpson.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so that makes sense. Mary Richards on the Mary Tyler Moore.
So here's
what
an older group.
Here's what I
older
get.
Group.
I was going to say that obviously this being an online poll, you're going to get younger demographics, mm-hmm. and hence therefore the Hills or whatever those shows
Battlestar Galactica. Veronica.
But how does Mary Tyler Moore then come into play, or even Lucy? You would think that list would be all younger people.
Nope, it's a big mix. I don't know. I really thought Claire Huxtable would be higher up, and I thought, you know, those are classic TV moms. I don't know.
Here we go. The new television season or the new season of Dancing with the Stars. Yesterday you were telling us who was on.
List, correct, uh-huh.
And there's now the partners. You didn't tell who the partners were, though, right?
I can tell you who the partners are, actually. I didn't pull that. I didn't know you were
it's
here.
The same. It's the same people. They have the professional dancers are the same every year. It's just a matter of who they
Derek
get partnered
Well,
up
a couple
with.
Of them disappeared. Derek Huff won't be dancing this year, but the one that I'm most concerned about, because, you know, Chris Jericho is my wrestling band leading boyfriend who will be on the show, and they've matched him with Cheryl Burke, who tends to date all of her dance partners.
So this is. Let me understand how this works because I don't watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
This is, there are the same. There are professionals who dance with the.
They pair up celebrities with professional dancers.
Right.
So
the
Cheryl
dance partners
is a professional, and she's going to dance with Chris.
It's consistent. Yeah, I mean these dance people come back from season to season. In fact, and some of them win more than others. So Cheryl Burke
has
won quite a few times.
As was suggested here, has there been a circumstance where most of these people who were professionals did date some of the people that they danced with?
Is that and Cheryl
rule?
Burke's the one that the controversy's always around. I mean, it was said that she cheated with Drew Lachey in the first season that she was on the show.
Cheated because she's married?
Because Drew was married. And then she was matched up with Chad Ochocinco, and she confirmed that they did date for a little bit.
What a little tart.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Kind of crazy,
so then
right?
Kirstie Alley is going to be dancing with, what is it, Chermovsky or something? What's the name?
Maxim Tchaikovsky, which will be interesting because he's kind of the bad boy of the ballroom.
Really?
Yeah.
So how will he fit with
the... He yells and gets into fights. He did Kirstie well. Alley. He hasn't won a season yet. He hasn't won
the
champion.
You're not catching my drift.
How will he fit? Oh.
Kirstie Alley is his partner?
She's lost 60 pounds.
Yeah, again.
How do you pull off that moniker? I am the bad boy of the
ballroom. Because he is. And oh my gosh, is he a hottie toddy. Wow.
So what about my girlfriend, Juliana Huff?
She doesn't do it anymore because she's a country music singer.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Right.
That's the only reason I watch that show.
Who else? Radio personality, Mike.
Psycho Mike.
Yeah. Is he Mike and the Mechanic? Mike and Mike on the sports show?
No, he's from Loveline and K-Rock. He's a local
LA. He took over Adam Carolla's old.
Oh, really? Okay. And Lucy Schwimmer, what's her story?
Lacey Schwimmer. Yeah. And she's kind of interesting. She hasn't won yet, but she gets close every year, and she kind of always gets matched with the younger contestants. Right. She was with Kyle Massey last year, and she's very fun, youthful in her dance step. Sometimes gets in trouble for being too young and not traditional enough.
Really? All right, so that's the big news. That's maybe more important than anything else going on today. Who are the pairs on this season's
Hines Ward
Dancing
with Kim
with
Johnson is going to, I bet my, mark my words, they will do well because football players do well and Kim's pretty good. They'll go to the semifinals.
I can't say all football players do well.
800-510-8255. How much does your brain weigh? We'll get to that and some more television news as Good Day continues, 16 before the hour.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive... Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the helpful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with digestive advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for digestive advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
800-510-8255. I'm determined, even though Richie ruined the contest, to find out how much your brain weighs. How much does your brain, as opposed to Richie's or Jennifer's? Jennifer has a pretty good-sized head.
I do. I have a big noggin.
She's got a good noggin.
Right.
Big
right,
brain.
So, and does everybody's brain weigh about the same, not dependent on the size of your head?
Sean, they match the girls.
Sean and I say, Sean learned when he was little, you put your two fists together and that's about the size of your brain. That's in our Dr. Seuss All About Your Body book.
Very good.
Huh.
So, all right, back to the television news at 12 before the hour. Jennifer Horn, Rich McCadden, yeah. Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Christina Aguilera is now part of a show called The Voice.
Yeah, we talked about it the other day. The Voice is a show that is going to be you, Rich, and I. But apparently you two weren't listening. But The Voice is a show that's hosted by Carson Daly. And
oh,
it
yeah,
confirmed
okay.
two judges, Adam Levine from Maroon 5 and CeeLo Green.
Okay.
And the rumor was they were going to hire Christina, but after the drunk stuff, they were also looking at Lenny Kravitz.
Oh,
but
I'd love that.
What is this show about?
It's like American Idol. It's a singing competition.
Yeah.
Well, we need another American Idol.
I just didn't remember the name.
I don't remember talking about this because I would have gone apoplectic. I don't want to give any more of these shows anytime. Ridiculous. All right.
Stop it.
So,
your
Jennifer,
girlfriend's in the news.
Who?
One of your girlfriends.
Which one?
Chelsea Lately.
Yeah, she's not my girlfriend.
Handler.
She's a little rough for me.
She's rough, but you liked her.
Yeah,
this
like
Sunday,
her.
E! Is introducing a new show surrounding Chelsea Lately, and it's actually going to focus on her writers, her producers, her editors, all the backstage staffers working at the Chelsea Lately show, and it's going to be called After Lately. It'll be...
Sounds scintillating.
I know, right? But it'll be kind of funny, and it'll be kind of like 30 Rock.
Are we at the point where there is so much need for so much television that we have this sort of thing? If that's the case, then we really do need to make a television show out of this program. If we've gotten down to the point
that
there's a television show
out of my mouth
except
is
about her writers and her staff, who gives a rat's banana about her staff? And my God.
Well, now you have to add in all the TV content that is online only.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no shortage of anything to watch any day of the week,
content
any time of the day.
King.
Yep, sure is.
Okay, let's get the answer to my question about the weight of your brain versus my brain or our brains. Hey, Phil, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
That's good. You don't sound so enthusiastic. It's nice to have you here. All right, so where are you, by the way?
I'm in San Jose.
San Jose, good, okay. How much does your brain weigh?
3 pounds.
3 pounds. How'd you know that? Did you know it because you looked it up or you knew it just because you knew it?
Well, you know, I knew it from way back when in school.
Oh, good. So you remember it in your biology classes, right, or human anatomy, that kind of stuff?
Right, right. And they said the average weight for a brain is 3 pounds.
That is correct. The conscious part of your brain is in front, the frontal lobes, if you will, just sort of over your eyes. And let's see here. In the top of your brain, that's where you have your eye stuff, and you learn how to conduct your actions. Way down below is the part
where men
damage
their decision-making power.
You go
right.
All right, give Phil a nice prize, would you please? 51 after.
Is on the grass.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWHEY.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
Three past the hour now. Better Living with Doug. And in this part of the program, we bring in from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host along with Leslie Segretti every weekend. They ply their trade, help you out with lots of questions about what is it that you can do to make your house safer or warmer. You can put on things on the roof to make the roof last long. You know what? Somebody came to me the other day, Tom. You'd be interested in this.
Okay.
With an idea to put solar panels on the roof of the barns.
Okay.
And his company pays for it. I don't have to do anything because there will be so much electricity created that it will pay for the solar, and then what's left they sell to the company, the Instar or whoever it is in your area. This can work everywhere, apparently.
Right now, do you get some of this energy that they're going to create on your barn roof?
I get all of it.
Okay.
They supply me with all the energy I need. It's free.
And they get the overage.
The excess goes to Instar.
You know, it's possible to do things like that today, because one of the things that folks don't realize about solar energy is that those tax credits that evaporated mostly at the end of last year, you know, for heating systems and windows and doors, they're still ongoing for solar and a lot of other alternative energy sources like that. So there's a lot of economic incentive right now to go in that direction.
So I would suggest to those of you who are interested in this sort of thing, I'm interested in going green, but I'm not interested in going for my brains to do it. But when I look at a heating bill on the farm that last year was average $740, $750, $780 a month, it's now $1,400 for using not the same but less electricity. It's time to do something. It's time no matter what the reason they tell you, it's because everything is more expensive for them to, you know. At what point in time does this stuff all not equate? When you have people who are barely able to hold on to their jobs, barely able to pay their mortgage, have no money in the bank, and yet all of this stuff continues to go up, and not a little bit, but an extraordinary amount. At what point does it all stop?
The only thing that makes sense with solar right now in terms of active solar is the fact that there are so many tax credits and rebates available. For many years, Doug, I've talked to these dealers, and I asked them, you know, how much is it going to cost to put the system in?
Yeah.
And how long is it designed to last? What's the working life?
Yeah.
And when you look at it, and if you amortize the cost of the installation over the life of the system, it makes absolutely no sense at a retail level. But
no.
When you add in all of the tax credits and rebates,
right.
So the government's paying for it, you know, then it starts to
well,
make
and that's
some
what
sense.
This guy is getting. I'm sure that's
yeah.
his business model.
Absolutely.
He gets the credit. I don't care. I just
good for him. It's a win-win.
For, exactly. I'm tired of paying into these big conglomerates with they make, you know, their profits are up 30% because they're able to screw the public by using as an excuse it costs us more because the energy costs more. Well, it doesn't cost. They have what they don't tell you is that they, like a lot of other people involved in commodities, they buy way out. They hedge on this stuff. They
right.
buy fuel ahead
right.
for years.
Right, exactly.
And years and years. Okay. I'm in New York City, have had a very comfortable stay. I had forgotten until Richie just said to me, Tom wants to talk about bed bugs, that the problem in New York hotels is rampant, but now I'm starting to itch.
Yeah.
It's the psychosomatic. I got a scratch on my neck, on my arm. I'm itching everywhere, and it's your fault.
Well, I did a story recently about a traveler from Canada who stayed in a decent hotel in New York City, and after she checked in and got in really late, went upstairs, crawled into bed, flipped on the television set, and watched an investigative report on bed bugs in New York City hotels. And if that was not enough to creep her out, it turned out that the investigative report was on none other than the hotel that they were staying in. And the guy that checked them in was the guy that was being featured in the story. So the truth is that these bed bugs travel wherever we do. You know, it's not they're not just in the beds. They're in the furniture. They're in the offices. Yeah. They're in the hotels. They're, you know, wherever we go. They're going to travel.
They stick themselves to your clothing, your coat, whatever.
Exactly. So you can't be too careful when you're traveling. It's a real good idea today when you choose a hotel just to Google the name of the hotel and the word bed bugs because if there's ever been a report that connects them,
all right, so
it's going to come
what
up.
What hotel are you in, Doug?
I'm in the Holiday Inn, what do they call it? It's not a suite, but it's a better,
Express?
It's the upgraded Holiday Inn. No. But anyway, it's on 40...
Richie's going to check that out right now.
42nd and something or other, I think. I'm at the, I think I'm on 42nd, west of 42nd.
Well, you know, a lot of folks that have bed bugs think, well, their house must be gross. It's not really the case. I mean, you know, how sanitary you are does not indicate your risk of having a bed bug.
No, it has nothing to do with it.
Nothing at all. But you know what the best treatment is for them today is
what?
Heat. They have these huge furnaces that they bring in and heat your house up to over 100 degrees, and that's the only thing that totally wipes them out.
Yep, you got them, brother.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
You're just saying that.
435 West 42nd Street. That's it.
Doug, have a nice day.